Good morning, family and friends of Alamo United Methodist Church. That is Alamo, the place to be on Sunday mornings. And for anyone looking, you can't hear me? Well, how's that? Okay, well, try again. Good morning, family and friends of Alamo United Methodist Church. That is Alamo, the place to be on Sunday mornings. For anyone looking for a new church home or just one to visit, we're located at 4071 North Foster Road. Join us any Sunday at 10:30. Everyone is welcome. The scripture selected for the opening of our worship this morning is Psalm 65, taken from the New Revised Standard Version of our Bible. Listen for God's word in this reading. Praise is due to you, O God, in Zion, and to you shall vows be performed. O you who answer our prayers, to you all flesh shall come. When deeds of iniquity overwhelm us, you forgive our transgressions. Happy are those whom you choose and bring near to live in your courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness in your house, your holy temple. By awesome deeds, you answer us with deliverance, O God of our salvation. You are the hope of all the ends of the earth and of the farthest seas. By your strength, you establish the mountains. You are girded with might. You silence the roaring seas, the roaring of their waves, the tumult of the peoples. Those who live at the earth's farthest bounds are awed by your signs. You make the gateways of the morning and of the evening shout for joy. You visit the earth and water it. You greatly enrich it. The river of God is full of water. You provide the people with grain, for so you have prepared it. You water its furrows abundantly, settling its ridges. You soften it with showers and blessing its growth. You crown the year with your bounty. Your wagon tracks overflow with richness. The pastures of the wilderness overflow. The hills gird themselves with joy. The meadows clothe themselves with flocks. The valleys deck themselves with grain. They shout and sing together for joy. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Let us bow in prayer. We give thanks to you, gracious and merciful Heavenly Father, for another blessed day that you've given us, another day that wasn't promised to us. Your mercy and grace, Lord, enable us to open up our eyes one more time. One more time, Lord, to draw the breath of life. But, Lord, we thank you for the opportunity to serve this morning. And we ask that you would look in our hearts this morning. Remove anything that's contrary to your way, Lord, that's not right with you. And enable us to be true worshipers this morning. We give thanks to you for your Son, Jesus, our Savior. We thank you for his love. We thank you for his mercy. We thank you for his grace. And we ask these things in his name. Amen.
Will you stand for our opening hymn, Sweet Hour of Prayer? Sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour. Seasons of distress and grief, My soul is often bound, relief and of escape. The tempest stands by thy return, sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer. The joys I feel, the bliss I share, of those whose anxious spirits burn with strong desires for thy return. With such I hasten to the place where God my Savior shows his face, and gladly take my station. And wait for thee, sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer. Thy wings shall my petition bear to him whose truth and faithfulness engage the waiting soul to bless. And since he bids me seek his face, believe his word and trust his grace, I'll cast on him my every care and wait for thee, sweet hour of prayer.
Congregation, please be seated.
Hopefully everyone found a bulletin this morning, and I always encourage you to take your bulletin home with you. And one of the things I have not emphasized, but will, Jan puts the words to the hymns in there. Take time to go through those. Read the words, and there's a story usually behind each and every one of them. These, back years ago, before the latest hymnal, all the hymns ended in Amen. And I was taught that a hymn is just a prayer. And I believe that, and if you read the words to these hymns, I think you'll find that also. I encourage you also to pray for the people of the church, those that so desperately need to know the healing touch of God, and pray for a hurting world also. On the back of the bulletin is the calendar for the week, and please go through that. Find where you can fit in. There's always a place for that. On Sunday mornings, of course, we have the kids' club, but also we do not ignore the adults. We have the Christianity 101 class, and it's a great class. Consider attending that. The women have their Bible study at 10 a.m. on Tuesday, and currently the book, It's Okay Not to Be Okay. They will be finishing the book soon, and a new book has been ordered. If you have ever considered bells or choir, I encourage you, come out on Tuesday evenings. I used to tell people, for the bell choir, all you need to know is your left hand from your right hand and be able to count to four.
We changed that. We now have one where you have to count all the way to six. The fellowship time during practice is also good, so please consider where you can be a part of it. And if you can't be a part of that, how about Wednesday evening, the Oasis Bible study, in-depth Bible study in the lobby, and currently in the book of Hebrews. And I'd be in trouble if I didn't point out on Thursday at 11 a.m. Lunch Bunch is going to meet at Montana Mike's in New Braunfels, and it's not a closed group. It's open. Please join for lunch. People have a good time there, and we also have time to discuss where we're going to meet for the next month. Lunch Bunch always meets the last Thursday of every month. For fellowship time, also consider the Romeo and the Juliet's group that meet at Sophia's on Saturday morning at 9 o'clock. We need more people in there for our fellowship time. Again, 9 o'clock. For birthdays, we got Michael Lackland coming up on the 23rd, and I still think Michael ought to be about that tall. But also Gerda Heider on the 27th or 26th. Yeah, one of these days I'll learn to read. Are there other announcements that we need to make? Yes, ma'am.
Of course.
A couple of weeks ago, we made an announcement to save the date, ladies, for November 5th. And last weekend, a couple of us were privileged to go to a women's retreat in Bandera, and it was just delightful, good fellowship. And we are excited to offer an offshoot of that retreat on November 5th, Saturday. And Alex and Austin, would you start passing those around? If you would like one of these flyers as a reminder and some more information, ladies, raise your hand. And men, if you know of a lady that you'd like to give one to, raise your hand too. This is for November 11th on a Saturday. And the title is Follow the Leader. And, of course, we know who our leader is, right? Amen.
Can I say 11?
Oh, no, I meant to say the 5th. It's Saturday is the 5th, not the 11th. It's correctly, I believe, on the flyer.
Good morning. I need to make an announcement that we're having a council meeting, administrative council meeting, on Thursday, November the 3rd at 6 o'clock in Building B. Everyone that's on the council needs to be there. If anyone wishes to come and see what we are all about, then you can join us at 6 o'clock on November the 3rd, which is a Thursday, in Building B. Have any questions, see me or Harriet. Thank you.
No, please. I like announcements.
Good morning. I have a couple announcements real quick. It won't be too long. The first one is for an announcement for a fall festival and rummage sale that's being held at the Lord of Life Lutheran Child Development Center, and it's located at 5955 FM 78. And it's going to be Saturday, October the 29th, from 11 to 3, and they'll have food, drinks, games, rides, sack races, and face painting, and the tickets are 50 cents each. and all proceeds will go toward for their new playground.
Right.
Now, next announcement. This is for the our outreach ministry for Candlewood Elementary. If you haven't seen the display in the back on the table, this is we're collecting gift cards for them. So if you would, gift cards in any amount, and just put them in the in that little lockbox out there. Okay, that's all I got. Alex, Jesse. This is Lucian. Boy, I haven't seen you in a while. How you doing? Hey, I just wanted to say this real quick about these little children. These children are what the Lord has given us. Amen? And we don't get a chance to recognize these little ones like we should. And I just want to say thank y'all. Y'all are awesome. And we appreciate you coming to our church. And we look forward to seeing you again. All right? And God bless you. And we are praying for your parents, grandparents. You look after these little ones. You better look after them. If you don't, the Lord will get you. Amen? Amen. God bless you.
Good morning. Please pray with me. We pray, Lord, that you will right all the wrongs that are taking place in our world and vindicate those who are being treated unjustly. Keep us, Father, from trying to take matters into our own hands, for vengeance is yours and you will repay. But, Lord, in your grace and mercy, we pray that you would give justice and peace to all those that have been cruelly and unfairly treated by their fellow man, and may the injustice and carelessness that they have had to endure be the means to draw them into your saving arms of grace. We ask this in the precious name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Now is the time that we can return but a small portion of the bounty that God has given to us. Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, Creator, Sustainer, you are the source. You give us so much. Even the air that we breathe is a gift from your hand. But yet we take you for granted and we take your gifts for granted. We ask, Lord, that as we return but a small portion of your bounty, that you use our tithes and offerings, that you help to eliminate suffering in the world, and that you further your kingdom here on earth. In Christ's name, amen.
Step down into darkness, open my eyes and you'll see beauty that made this heart adore you, hope of a life spent with you. And here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. And here I am to King of all days, oh so highly exalted, glorious in heaven above. Humbly you came to earth, you greeted, all for love's sake became poor. And here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. And I'll never know how much it cost to see my sin upon that cross. I'll never know how much it cost to see my sin upon that cross. I'll never know how much it cost to see my sin upon that cross. I'll never know how much it cost. And here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. Here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. Here I am to praise God who reigns on high, the Lord whom we adore, the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, one God forevermore. Rejoice, 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 give thanks and sing.
The reading today is from Luke chapter 18, verses 1 to 8. The parable of the persistent widow. Then Jesus told his disciples a parable to show them that they should always pray and not give up. He said, in a certain town there was a judge who neither feared God nor cared what people thought. And there was a widow in that town who kept coming to him with the plea, grant me justice against my adversary. For some time he refused, but finally he said to himself, even though I don't fear God or care what people think, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will see that she gets justice so that she won't eventually come and attack me. And the Lord said, listen to what the unjust judge says, and will not God bring about justice for his chosen ones who cry out to him day and night? Will he keep putting them off? I tell you, he will see that they get justice, and quickly. However, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth? This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you. Good morning, church. Let us pray. Loving Father, thank you for breaking down the barrier between God and man and permitting me to come into your holy presence in prayer for mercy to find help in my time of need. Help me to pray and keep on praying in spirit and in truth. Help me to pray purposefully and persistently in accordance with your will. And may I learn to ask in faith, to seek you with all my heart, and to knock with patience, endurance, so that I may live according to your will. This I ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Nobody else coming up. Basically, that seems to be a hint. The affirmation of faith today comes from the Ephesians chapter 4, verses 1 through 6. Please join with me. As a prisoner of the Lord, then I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called, one hope when you were called. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. The word of the Lord. Would take a week off and I have to be retrained. Let us now prepare our hearts and our minds for the message. Please pray. Father, we come seeking, we come with an outlook that is trusting in you. We ask, Lord, that as we hear the message that your Holy Spirit delivers through Pastor Ted, strengthen our pastor. Give him the courage to speak your word. Let all that he says be from you and nothing else. We ask, Lord, that also that as we hear your holy word, that it burns within us and burns with a fire that others can see, so that we may take your word to a hurting world. In Christ's name, amen.
Amen. Sarah, could you run that back and forth one more time, please? Good morning again.
Good morning.
And so glad Okay, wait for the answer, Ted. Wait for the answer, okay? We are so happy to see everyone here this morning. What a blessing it is to see your face, and we trust that you came seeking a blessing. Amen?
Amen.
But my big question is, how many of you brought a blessing with you this morning? Ooh. Amen. God bless you. We should all bring a blessing. Amen? God blesses us to be a blessing. So remember, next time, bring a blessing with you. Well, where do you get this blessing from, Ted? Well, I'll let you figure that out for yourself. Amen? Amen. God bless you. Our title this morning is Persistent Prayer. Persistent Prayer. It comes, our scripture is Luke 18, 1 through 8. And prayer is a very important part of our faith. Amen. And Jesus himself encourages us to pray more like the widow in the story that we're going to go over here in a minute. She was patient, precise, and she was also very, very persistent. Our message is very important today because prayer is so very fundamental to our faith. And we all know that prayer is important. In fact, all of us will commit to pray for something, for all sorts of things. But how many of us really follow through in our prayer? How many of us simply lose the drive to pray or forget altogether? My story about prayer is, as I was a young man getting ready to join the military, when my dad saw me off to get ready to go to Vietnam, he told me, he said, "Son, pray. Pray. Pray a lot." And I got to tell you, I didn't do that. When I got to Vietnam, I did everything else but pray. But you know what, folks? Even though I didn't pray, the Lord had a hand on me. And he guided me all through the dangers of Vietnam. But even though I didn't pray, I knew that my dad was praying for me. And sometimes we just lose the drive to pray, or we just forget to pray. Sometimes we get so busy in our daily activities that we just forget to pray. You know, so if you've forgotten to pray and had some issues with praying, then you're in a good place this morning. Because the parable of the persistent widow gives us another look at prayer. And we learn just how amazing, patient, and precise, and persistent prayer can be. So, our first one is patience. That's something that a lot of us, including me, we're not very good at. I tend to want things done real quick, and I want it now, and I just want it now, you know. We're surrounded by quick fixes and instant answers. I remember the old Burger King slogan a while back, "Have it your way." But unfortunately, "Have it your way" is not the slogan of the kingdom of God, nor is it something that you'd hear Jesus encouraging his disciples with. Instead, we get parables and teachings like the persistent widow that show us a better way. Now, this better way, it may be a more difficult way, but it's, in the end, it's the way of Jesus. So we let us get introduced to the character of our parables. We've got a judge who doesn't care about anything. He doesn't care about her, the widow, nor did he care anything about God. He didn't care about what people thought. And then we have the other character, the widow, who's seeking justice. Now, back in those days of Israel, widows had a special place that they were to be treated specially when it came to justice. But this judge, he wasn't having none of it. And we also are told in the scriptures what the purpose of this particular parable is. It says, Jesus told his disciples a parable to show them that they should always pray and not give up. I cannot stress that enough this morning. Don't give up on your prayer. So, with those things in mind, next we learn that this widow is patient in her pursuit of justice. By golly, she wanted justice, and she didn't care how mean this judge was. She was going to keep going and keep coming and keep coming. And she says in verse 3, she kept coming to him with her plea. She wasn't about to give up, even when the order from the judge was no. Sometimes, folks, we pray, but we don't wait for our answer. We give up, and we move on to something else. Jesus is teaching us here to be patient. You see, God's time is not like our time. His time's a whole lot different, and he does things according to his timeline, not our timeline. So this is a very important point for us all as we seek God in prayer in our own lives. Even if you're getting a no, it might mean not now. You may have asked God for healing or some type of provision, and you didn't get an answer. But that doesn't mean that you can't ask again. And it doesn't mean that you should give up and stop asking. Mother Teresa had a quote that went like this about prayer. She said, "I used to believe that prayer changes things, but now I know that prayer changes us as we change time. I'm sorry, as we change things." Change takes time, and often it takes a lot of time. You can just look at an oak tree and see how long it takes to grow. You know, so I encourage you this morning to be patient and trust the process with God. He's transforming and maturing us even right now. He hears every prayer. And the answer may be no, but it also could be not now. And just as it was in the case of the widow who kept coming back again and again, specifically asking for justice. So this brings us to our next point. We talked about being patient, and now we're going to talk about being precise. Telling God exactly what you want. You know, it's interesting. Sometimes we beat around the bush with the Lord. Lord, I would encourage you to tell him exactly what you want. I remember when I was a kid growing up with Santa Claus. They would say, "You tell Santa exactly what you want." By golly, I'd go up there and tell him exactly what I wanted to. Of course, I wouldn't get half that stuff, but you ought to be precise with the Lord. Amen. Tell him what you need. "Lord, please heal me. Lord, please help me in this relationship. Lord, please help me in this job. You know, help me with this discouragement. Help me, Lord, with the way I feel. I just don't feel right. I feel so down, so depressed." Tell him what you want. You know, and sometimes we get discouraged and we just go from one prayer to another. And maybe we're just not being faithful to the prayer process. So if you're seeking something, like this widow, she was seeking justice, and by golly, she wanted justice, and that's what she asked for. If it's healing, then you just keep asking for it. You keep asking for that healing. You know, and as far as salvation goes, those of us that may be asking for salvation for family members, it may take 5, 10, 15 years, but you keep coming back, and you keep asking over and over. "Oh Lord, please, please, please help my children. Help my neighbor." You know. So, and we got to understand this. In 2 Peter 3:8-9, it tells us that God's time is not the same as with us. In fact, the reason why God is extending the time is he wants some more folks to be saved. He wants to make sure that everyone has a chance to repent. That's why he hasn't come back yet. Another part of prayer is to be persistent. Be persistent. You know, you're not bothering God. Keep asking. Keep asking. You see, we've been told from the very beginning what this parable is about and the lesson that Jesus has for his disciples. Jesus told his disciples a parable to show them that they should always pray and not give up. And that would be a big part of this message to you this morning, is for you not to give up on the Lord. Don't give up. You see, Jesus knows that we be easily discouraged and frustrated because this isn't the only time that Scripture encourages us to be persistent and consistent in our pursuit of God. I believe in your bulletin you have a passage from Matthew 7, chapter 7, verses 7 through 8. And this is another picture of persistence from Jesus. He says, ask, seek, and knock. He says, for everyone who asks, the one who seeks finds, and the one who knocks, the door will be open. Now, you may not get exactly what you wanted. I didn't get that big train set I wanted, but I got that Paladin gun set I wanted, though. I thought that was pretty cool. Some of y'all don't know what a Paladin, don't remember who Paladin was, do you? Anyway, that's an old Western there. It says, you might not find exactly what you were seeking, and the door might not open up to the exact answer you were hoping for. But the point here is that God does respond to your prayers. So, in Luke 18:4-8, here Jesus compares the unjust judge to the ultimate judge in heaven. You see, he tells his disciples, will not God bring about justice for his chosen one who cry out to him day and night? And will he keep putting them off? You see, even a non-believing, unjust, secular judge responds to patience, precision, and persistence. How much more will our Lord respond to the same? How much greater is the interest of Jesus in the affairs of our lives? Oh, I tell you, he's listening and he's responding. Even if it's not on our timeline, we want the timeline we want or in the way that we want it, we must have faith and continue praying. We must not give up or get discouraged. So as we wrap up our time today, it's important that we touch on the very last thing that Jesus said in verse 8. In verse 8, he said this. I tell you, he will see that they get justice and quickly. However, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth? You see, Jesus is wrapping up this parable by reminding us and his disciples that they would have to be faithful to bring about answered prayer, justice, and redemption, and everything else that he promised. But the question is, folks, that he asked his disciples and he's asking us, but will he find faith on earth? What about us? Are we praying today? Are we worshiping? Are we fellowshipping? Another way you can look at this verse is like this. God will do his part. Will we do ours? Will we remain faithful until his return? And that's the challenge that we face today as well. Will we trust the words of Jesus from our parable today? Or will we remain patient, precise, and persistent in our prayer? As I prepare to get ready for the altar call, I must tell you this. Something about prayer, very important. The Lord is always anxious to hear your prayer and to answer it. But there's one issue. Your relationship with Jesus must be correct. He's not going to hear you if you got sin in your life. He's not going to hear you if you're doing something wrong that you know is wrong and you know that he doesn't like. He wants you to get that straight with him. He wants you to put all that mess behind you so you can pray and have an effective prayer life. You say, and the Bible tells that the effective prayer of a righteous person or a righteous man availeth much. In other words, you got to be right before the Lord. Amen. You can't just, I always say, it's not like a big Walmart warehouse where you just pray and stuff start falling down. Doesn't work that way. You got to be right with the Lord. You got to get things right with him. So the altar call this morning, the invitation goes out. If things are not right between you and Jesus, and you know what they are, if you're doing things that you know that are wrong and you need to stop doing, and you know what they are, If you're going places where you shouldn't be going, if you're watching TV programs that you shouldn't be watching, and you know what those things are, you ought to quit doing them so you can get things right with Jesus. Amen? May the Lord bless you and keep you this morning. And may your prayer life, may you have a very, very powerful, powerful prayer life. But to do this, you've got to abide in Christ, and He's got to abide in you. The altar is open for anyone that wishes to come.
Shall we gather at the river where bright angel beaded broad with his crystal light forever flowing by the throne of God? Yes, we'll gather at the river, the beautiful river. Gather with the saints at the river that flows by the throne of God. On the margin of the river, washing up the silver spray, we will walk and worship ever all the happy golden day. Yes, we'll gather at the river, the beautiful, with the saints at the river that flows by the throne of God. Ere we reach the shining river, lay we every burden down. Grace our spirits will deliver and provide a robe and crown. Yes, we'll gather at the river, the beautiful river. Gather with the saints at the river that flows by the throne of God. Shall we gather at the river where bright angel feet have trod? We will walk and worship ever on the by the throne of God. Yes, we'll gather at the river, the beautiful river. Gather with the saints at the river that glow by the throne of God.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Let's remember to keep all of our homebound family members, friends, in our thoughts and prayers. Elizabeth Grazulis, Hector Martinez, Jim and Linda McMillan, of who Gene or Pastor has his new address if anybody wants to send him cards. Best wishes. He's been moved to a facility in Katy. We're also continue to lift up in prayers for members of our friends and family members. Sandy Bundick's grandson, Patrick. Her friend, Nakitha Thomas. Gerda Hader's sister, Emma Gard. Gene Bixler's friends, Cindy and Conrad Murray. And Stella and Delbert Saunders. Lord, hear our prayers. Connie Jackson's sister, Juanita Fazer. Clark Hood, Joni Peterson's family friend. Lord, hear our prayers. Also continue to keep our military, the men and women in blue in our thoughts and prayers, first responders, doctors, nurses, teachers, actually just keep everybody in the entire world in our thoughts and prayers because we definitely need them. And she's gone. I was going to ask one of our parishioners. Also, continue to keep prayers. Our family, our church people, Ted and Tessie Robinson, Bonnie Chambers and her family, of which joy to see her this morning whenever she's here. Hallelujah. Virginia Molinoff and her family, Selma and David Sheck, and it's wonderful to see Selma here this morning. Thanks be to God. Janice Walker, James Murphy, Martha Rayburn, Diane Skaggs, Sandy Bundick, Lance Shaw, Norma Glenn and her family, Kathy Bedell, Vicki Ballman, Esther Berryman and Laura. Lord, hear our prayers. Have some other requests. Sandra Boykins is asking prayers for a friend. Mary Zerenner, prayers for healing. Lord, hear our prayers. Karen Lawrence is asking prayers for her sisters Janet and Jerry for health issues, and for Doug's father Glenn for health issues also. Lord, hear our prayers. Gwen and Bob Klim are asking for prayers for their nephew Bradley. He's 4. He has a fever, and they suspect he also has pneumonia. So, Lord, hear our prayers for this little boy. Paula West is asking prayers for Alfonso Carinas' wife and family. Alfonso will be going to the Mayo Clinic. He requires open heart surgery. He has a rare heart condition. So, prayers for the Carinas family. Lord, hear our prayers. Now, it was a couple of different people earlier said that we forgot, and I'm not about to start it off, but for Gerda and for Gayla's son Michael, we need to sing happy birthday. So,
John,
if I had Dad's voice, I would. I can't carry a tune, so.
Happy birthday.
We'll let Randy do it.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday this Wednesday, Gerda. Blessing. And happy birthday for Michael. Last time I saw him, he was about this tall, and he's not anymore. And some of my favorite people, Ken and Alvira this morning, and Jessica. Always a joy when they're here. And for Elizabeth Grazulis, her son Stephen and daughter-in-law, and grandson Lucian here, so amen when they come in the door today. Thanks be to God. Everybody have a beautiful, wonderful, joyous, safe week, and continue praying for healing. Thanks be to God.
Join me in prayer. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for today. Father, we thank you for the privilege of gathering in this worship center and praying with one another and taking your needs and our needs out of the community with us, out into the world, that we may get publicize the things that we all need. And Lord, our needs are so many. We just ask that you cover them all. And we would be here until dark today and a couple days more if we listed them all, Lord. But we ask that you care for our pastor and his family and watch over each of us and bring us home again next Sunday here. And friends, I ask that you join me in the prayer that Jesus taught us when he said, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. And if we depart from here today, let us remember all those who are less fortunate than ourselves, and continue to pray for anyone who is homebound or ailing in any way. Be friendly and be safe, and let us join again here next Sunday to receive the message that Pastor will bring us. And the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Would you stand for our closing hymn, Steal Away to Jesus? Steal away, steal away, steal away to Jesus. Steal away, steal away home. I ain't gone long to stay here. My Lord, he calls me, he calls me by.
Peace.